from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Aaron Rodgers! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself,
hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Three straight losses, four of the last five. These are tough times. And in times like this, I draw on the wisdom of my mother, perhaps the greatest human being I've ever met. And you got to appreciate this about Mom. She had six kids from the ages of 1 to 7. And my dad sold appliances at Sears. We did not have the deluxe health plan. As a matter of fact, going to the doctor was an unaffordable luxury unless it was terminal. Okay? And here's how it used to go. I'd go up to my mom. I can remember, Mom, my ears kill me. I got such a bad earache. Can we go to the doctor? And she'd just say, no, you'll either die or get better. And this season, we'll either die or get better. Got a big group with us tonight from Marinette Middle School. Please welcome them. And now, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is the one, the only, Aaron Rodgers. Welcome. Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's tough, man. You know, it's been a tough stretch right now, but I'm confident we'll turn it around at some point. But the last couple have been pretty tough.
Aaron, everybody has opinions about the Green Bay Packers. Your opinion, however, actually matters. What do you think about things, where they're at and where they're going?
Well, you got to be practical. We've lost three in a row now. Winnable games, I think, all three. So that's frustrating. Not a great consistent performance yesterday, obviously. But, you know, we're one game back in the division. I don't know if anybody wants to hear that, the pundits out there. But that's a fact. As you look at the landscape of the NFC playoffs with 7 to go for everybody, there's a lot of teams in the mix. And this is the time of year when teams start to separate themselves, and we need to be one of those teams who's moving the right direction. I'm confident in our guys and our leadership, in the opportunities that we can create for ourselves. But we got to go out and execute and put together a 60-minute performance and get this thing moving back in the right direction. Yeah.
Aaron, it seems like you guys have been reinventing your offense most of the season. For a while, it was due to injuries, and then in a game like the Titans game, it was due to the score getting out of hand. How difficult is it as a trigger man to have kind of a new offense and it's kind of on the run, always moving?
Well, it's some extra learning for me, but I enjoy the challenge, and it's been fun to really, you know, we've gone even above and beyond in the creativity department. We've had a lot of guys step up and play some valuable minutes for us. in the Atlanta game, we had three guys catch their first ever regular season touchdown, which was great. That's what we've kind of had to be doing. You know, Ty Montgomery has played a big role for us as more of a running back, hybrid style guy, and it makes for some extra studying for all those guys. But that's the encouraging part is, in the midst of the frustration of not being able to win the last three, the preparation has been great from the guys and the focus and the approach. And everybody's still buying in. So we want to welcome all the Packer fans to continue to buy in with us as well and trust that we're going to get this thing going back in the right direction.
Aaron, as you mentioned, one game it's kind of big four or big five where you spread them out. The next game it may be more base personnel. Does Aaron Rodgers have a favorite way to play offensive football?
Well, whatever's going to work. You know, we've done a lot of different things. You know, we threw it 56 times against Chicago to beat them. Played more of a spread game with a lot of tie in the backfield stuff against Atlanta. You know, this last game, obviously, we got in the wrong end of the score and had to do a lot of, spread stuff and passing stuff. But having James Starks come back was a good boost for us. And we hope we can get Jared back and maybe Clay back this week because we've been talking about the kind of offense we wanted to have since training camp. Obviously, Eddie being out changes that, but if we can get Jared back, we're getting really close to, the offense we thought we might have starting the season.
Something out of the Titan game was your touchdown run. 20 yards, took it in the end zone. And that was really cool. But the thing I thought was really, really cool was the way your teammates reacted to the late hit. I thought that spoke volumes how they feel about you as their leader.
Well, I tell you what, and this is sincere, that has got to be one of the top five most exciting and special plays to me, I think, because of that fact that I go down, I kind of, maybe it let up my guard a little early, but I felt like I was in the end zone, which I was. And then to get up off the ground and to have your team have your back, as a player, it's incredible, that kind of support.
You know, actually, against the Titans, considering you guys were playing uphill basically all game long, it was a pretty good offensive day, over 400 yards. And Davante Adams and yourself accounted for 156 of those yards. He has really come a long way.
He's playing with a lot of confidence, and it's exciting. You know, and watching the film back today, I wish I would have thrown to him a couple other times too, because he was exceptional. We're just trying to continue to put him in situations where he can be the number one in progression, because he's been open a bunch.
Now, when Nile Davis was here, the trade for Kansas City brings a running back here for a short time. So all this media slime are, hey, how was the first practice? What was good about the first practice? And Nile Davis says, I got to see Aaron Rodgers throw in person. I got to see Aaron Rodgers throw the ball. And some of those back shoulder throws against the Titans are the kind of throws he was talking about.
They're fun, man. They're a lot of fun. You saw in the one to Devontae, I'm really throwing the ball at the corner's head. Right when he turns, it's too late because the ball's already been caught. And Devontae did a great job with his discipline on when to get his eyes back. He took his eyes back. The ball's in his hand by the time Parrish Cox turns around. Next thing you know, he's going 25 yards after the catch. So those are some of the most fun throws to make in a game. And it's going to be something we got to keep working on.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Chloe. Take your third short. Time to play Earn Your Autograph. And our guest player is Chloe. Chloe, you excited to be up here?
Yeah. Really excited. Yeah.
You better be, Chloe, I'll tell you what. Now, if you can execute the football skill Aaron Rodgers is about to coach you on, you will earn Aaron Rodgers' autograph. Will you be the envy of the entire Marinette Middle School?
Probably. Yeah.
Definitely, I think.
Definitely.
Aaron, what are we going to learn?
If you've been to Lambeau before and seen our pregame warm-ups, after our last play that we run before the kicks, I usually take a little jaunt to the right, catch a pass from Alex Van Pelt, and then run over the corner And Jordy and I do a spin-off. So we spin the ball on the ground. He usually wins. But the key is you want to get it to spin into a spiral on the ground. And the way that's done is you just turn your wrist to the outside. So you throw it down with a little bit of momentum and turn your wrist to the outside. I'll give you a couple chances there. You can do it. Just hold it like this. Boom.
Like that?
Yeah, that's right. Just a little. That was good. That was good. Just do it a little harder.
Okay.
Hey! I'll spin it for both of us, right?
Okay.
Can you warm your hands up a little bit? Yep. That's good.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Does that for count, Aaron? Did
it does
Chloe
count.
Earn your autograph?
Yes, she did. Yes,
wonderful.
She did.
Well, Chloe is getting Aaron's autograph. We got to take a break. When we come back, the often imitated, never duplicated In the Huddle. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. 3, 2, 1, blast off. It's time for In the Huddle. Exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Are you ready, Aaron?
I'm ready.
Aaron, we've already talked about which particular play this is. It is 4th and 5. You guys are in comeback mode. Take it away.
It always starts with the protection for us. So we're pointing out that our Arakpo right here is part of the protection and 54. Every great play, Othman has an unsung hero. It's James Starks. As you watch the play unfold, he's going to come across and block 21, who comes down on the pressure here. Now, what we got in this play is Jordy running an option route inside or outside. Number 2 in the slot is running a quick out, and then the outside guy is running go. We hit this play on the second drive of the game to Jordy for a 17-yard gain. On the back side of this, because the read starts front side, I put Devontae on a hitch and go. So you look at the protection.
Now you're pointing. What's going on there?
Yep. So we're just identifying, you know, the line has a 3 down plus the 2 backers. So it's Arakpo and 54 here. I think 20's probably locked up on Jordy here. You can take that away. So as you see it unfold, I'm just reminding James here.
You have a vested interest in making sure these
100%.
Guys get blocked up, right?
It's about protection. So I'm just reminding James here, hey, we got these 5 picked up, right? So your key is you got this guy or anybody out here. So watch 21. He comes running down here at the snap. So Freeze here, great job by the line. They actually end up bringing 4. Arakpo spying here. James, great job cross-keying over here for 21. You see the penalty, actually, good timing here. Parrish Cox on the hands to the face on Jordy. I've gotten off of him already because he's got inside, and Arakpo's helping out with that on eye control. Randall's not open, so I'm coming back and hoping Devontae's winning here. Sure enough, as you see it, I like slow-mo here. Devontae's got separation. Great catch right here.
Aaron, I got to be honest. The throw weren't bad either now.
Yeah. When you look at from the side view, we get everybody in play here again. Again, Rich is clearing out here. If we get a good matchup, we're going to go to him. But he's got 47 Blake, a corner on him, so I'm not really thinking that. Randall Cobb has an out route. The issue here is he's got outside leverage. You can take that away there. Outside leverage here by McCain in the slot. I just made some arrows there. So, again, I'm thinking Jordy, either inside or outside, to Devontae is running a stop and go here. Great job. We talk about running deep routes, holding the red line on our field. There's a red line. You know, Larry, you've been on the field that runs down the sidelines here. We want to make sure our receiver gives us some margin for error so we can't get pushed too far to the sideline. Randall actually runs a nice route, tight coverage. Richie's tight coverage, but a great job. We watched Devontae here really get some going here. We wanted to go to this because we saw in film McCourty likes to sit at the sticks. It's 4th and about 4, I think. He sits at the sticks. Devontae, great job staying on top, leaving me a little bit of room on the sidelines. And then, you know, you look at the fundamentals of the catch here. It's just phenomenal. Eyes to the ball, finishes it. Great job right there, secured to the ground.
35 yards, folks. And I might add.
And see, you know, Chloe, don't feel bad here because this is Devontae's trying to spin the ball here. See, this didn't go very well either. So I don't feel bad.
And two plays later, Aaron Rodgers ran it in from 20 yards out. Thank you very much, Aaron. Coming up, we'll have questions for Aaron from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us. Welcome back. Take your third short. Aaron Rodgers, our very, very special guest, and we have some questions for him, I believe. And your name?
Reed.
And your name?
Kenley.
And what do you have for Aaron?
Me and my sister made up a poem.
Okay, do you want to tell us?
Roses are red, Packers are green. You're the best quarterback I ever seen.
Is there a second verse? Well, let's hear it for the darling kids. Okay, wonderful. And your name?
Patty.
And what's your question?
Hey, Aaron. Hi. You know in that State Farm commercial?
Yeah.
Who are those guys in the locker room with you?
That's a great question. A lot of them are actually former NFL players or college players. The guy over my right shoulder is a guy named Devin I played against in college, and he's actually in like three other commercials. Guy on my left shoulder, like the 6'9 guy, had just got released from the Niners practice squad.
Well, just for fun, let's take a look at said commercial.
Nobody comes into this house without paying the price.
Not here! Not ever!
State Farm knows that for every one of those moments, there's one of these.
Nobody comes into this house without paying the price. Not here, not ever.
Well, did you get it?
There we go. Next up we have...
If you were given $1 million for any charity you choose, what charity would that be?
Many of you know I work with the MAC Fund, which is Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer, and it's near and dear to my heart. I met some incredible people through it, including John Kerry, who's the president. So I have an annual contribution I give them, and we've done some great events as well. They do incredible work, not just with the kids who are affected, but their families as well. So.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks to our questioners. Frankie, who asked your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
It wasn't the question, it was the poem, and they get the official Fathead Aaron Rodgers poster, courtesy of the Packer Pro Shop, where the Pro Shop metamorpho.
More of that kind of entertainment on the other side of the break. Stay with us, please. Back with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron, I've been wondering this since I watched the Academy Awards on television, and I saw you there, and I was wondering, do the Hollywood stars get starstruck meeting you?
Only the sports fans, and there's not a lot of sports fans amongst them. But the ones that are, it's great. You know, you run into, one of my favorite people I got to meet through the award season was Benicio Del Toro. Who's in one of my favorite movies, The Usual Suspects, and he's a humongous sports fan. So we talked for about 30 minutes about sports, and in a room full of people who are really so dedicated to their craft and don't watch a lot of sports, it was fun to meet somebody who cared about it so much. And just one little story back to the commercial, a little inside behind the scenes, one of my favorite parts about that shoot was there was an actual fly in the video. And not only that, but there was a guy who was on set who was paid. He was a fly trainer. And he had the fly on a string the entire time. True story.
Aaron Rodgers, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.